of our control in rural Nebraska for a lot of part is concerning to me. And I always thought of it as a tax shift rather than cutting spending. And I think that the government's way too big anyway. So what are your guys' thoughts quickly on that? Well, because we got a lot of things we want to cover, but cutting government, Tony, what are your thoughts? Are there places that we could trim the budget a little bit?
Oh yeah, there's 95 state agencies. 95. We have more state agencies than we have counties. And so we've got to have somebody that'll go down there and sit down. You know, in Washington, they call it line item vetoes. That's not maybe the correct term, but what I'm saying is we've got to have someone that's willing to sit down and say, go line by line. I was just talking to Senator Steve Erdman when we were in the Capitol on Monday, and he sits on the Appropriations Committee, and I said, Senator Erdman, what about government spending? He says, well, the problem is down here, nobody starts out with the notion of cutting anything. There is no idea of let's cut something, or maybe something has to be cut. Now, those of us out here that are making a living the honest way, if our businesses, if we're in trouble, that's the first thing we look at. We say, man, are we spending, maybe I shouldn't go get a Scooter's coffee for $15. Maybe I can have Maxwell House at home for 50 cents. So we do. So we've got to change the culture down there. And if it takes someone going down there and saying, look, hey, we can be friendly and we can get along, but we are here to call out the ridiculous or the wrong spending. I mean, you've got to at least identify it. You've got to at least go look for it so you can identify it to bring it to the question. And right now we've got, there's a lot of folks, not all, but there's a lot of folks down there that don't even start with the idea of cutting anything. It's spend all that we get this year, and then we're going to tell you next year that we're going to need an increase. And so it's, I don't think it's that difficult. We do it at home. I'll let you do it at your home. Tanya does it at her home. It's just common sense.
Tanya, what about your comments on cutting spending?
Absolutely. There is no meaningful tax relief without controlled spending. And I guess I would just say, you know, in the 8 years that I served as a county commissioner, and I actually had to go refigure it twice because even I was a little surprised, but in those 8 years, we reduced the tax ask at the county level by 17%. So that's my voting record. That's the way I operate. A good chunk of that was we retired the jail bond, in all fairness. So when we retired that, however, there are elected boards that just sort of say, hey, everybody's used to paying this, so let's just keep the tax ask and find other ways to spend the money. We didn't do that. We reduced the tax ask back down, minus that bond requirement, reduced the levy back down, and managed the budget for the remainder of those years. And so that's the same philosophy, that's the same approach I will take in Lincoln. And so I have demonstrated that I can find ways to give money back to the taxpayer, because I think it's better off in your pocket than in government's pocket. The more ability that the entrepreneurs and business owners and hardworking people have to take those dollars and put them back into the economy and choose how to spend them themselves, that's the way it should work. There is a lot of fat in budgets, and I definitely support the concept of going to Lincoln to take a look at where do we cut. You know, it starts with finding places that are duplication of services, inefficiencies in agencies. And so I served on the Nebraska Brand Committee, and we were self-funded. The irony of that was, as a self-funded, the funding for the Brand Committee comes directly from people in the cattle industry, but yet the legislature still had control over approving our budget. And so that was, we were a mean, lean fighting machine, very frugal on the Brand Committee, but they wanted to pick on us rather than going and looking at the agencies that really had wasteful spending. So it takes common sense. It takes a backbone. It's not often popular. Everybody wants to cut spending until you want to cut their spending. And so Governor Ricketts always said, listen, when we look at doing a tax shift, that's only going to be effective if we cut spending, because it's been done two or three times in the past where we make this tax shift, put more money into school funding, and without those spending controls, all that happens is taxes go up. Taxes go up and spending increases.
Okay, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about taxes. I want to move on to another topic in here as well that's very important to people out in this. And again, we're visiting with the 43rd legislative candidates, Tony Tangwall from Whitney and from Whitman, Tanya Storr. Let's talk about health care, rural health care, and long-term health care more specifically, Tony, and your thoughts. Let's start with you on that one as rural health care, and then maybe follow up going into talking about long-term care, elderly in our communities.
Well, rural health care, in order to have health care, you've got to have a doctor and a nurse. You know, most of us probably would agree that a lot of these small towns, our best doctor is probably the veterinarian for most things, but there's a few things that we can't get treated there, right? So we've got to have good doctors, and we've got to have good nurses.